A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Oi!
It was dusk when the Lone Ranger heard the hoofbeats of Tonto's horse approaching their camp in the hills. The masked man stood waiting as his Indian companion reined up.
Oh, scout, ho, feller. Ho, feller. Ho.
What's the news in town, Tonto?
Well, me bring letter for you, King Flabby.
Oh, let me see it. This is from our friend Lolita Randos. She's in Flat Rock and wants us to come there. Says she needs our help.
We go to Flat Rock then?
Yes, Tonto. We're indebted to her for the help she gave in capturing the outlaw Carlos and his gang. In the morning, I'll disguise myself as a rancher, and we'll ride to Flat Rock.
Late the following afternoon, the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived in the town of Flat Rock and reined up in front of the hotel where Lolita was staying. A few minutes later, they knocked at her door.
Well, what is it, senor?
I got your letter, Lolita. We came here right away.
Oh, it is you, senor. Always I am expecting to see the mask, no? Come in, please.
Thank you.
It is good to see you both again.
Why did you send for us, Lolita?
It is my cousin, Pedro. He's in so much trouble.
We don't know your cousin.
That's right.
I forget you do not know him, senor. Pedro is young, hot-headed, but he is not a bad one.
I see. Where is he now?
He is in the jailhouse. They say he has committed murder.
Murder?
Oh, that's not good.
But he did not do it, that I know. Pedro is tell me so.
But, Lolita, are you sure that
please,
he told...
Please, senor, you come with me to the jailhouse. You talk to him. He will tell you what has happened. Tomorrow the trial she is to start. It is for Pedro that I ask your help.
All right, Lolita. For your sake, we'll go hear what Pedro has to say about it. If I'm convinced he's telling the truth, I'll do all I can to help.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stood waiting in the sheriff's office while Lolita talked persuasively to the sheriff.
Please, senor sheriff, for just a few minutes, we want to talk to my cousin. There can be no harm in that. Please.
Well, all right. But this hombre and the Indian will have to leave their guns out here.
That's all right with us, Sheriff. Here. Put your guns on the desk, Tonto.
Me do it.
Now, just follow me. I'll take you back to his cell.
Right.
I'll give you 5 minutes, that's all. So you better talk fast.
Thanks.
There's his cell. Hey, you, Pedro. Here's company for you.
I have bring you friends, Pedro.
Lolita. Oh, it is no use. I tell you not
Sheriff,
to
Sheriff, may we talk privately?
Sure. Sure, go ahead. I'll let you know when you gotta leave.
Pedro, this is the one. This is the man I have sent for. You must talk to him.
Lolita has asked us to help you, Pedro.
They say I have killed him. But it's not so. That is the truth, senor. But they will never believe me.
Tell me what happened.
Go on, Pedro. You tell him.
The man who was killed, he was big like you. A Mexican named Jose Santos.
Jose Santos? Yes, I've seen him in Pecos. Tall, well-built, scar over the left eye. Talked with an accent.
See, that is Jose. He was my friend. He was one fine hombre.
I know he was well-liked.
Jose and I, we were partners in a mine near here.
Huh?
We have make a strike. So 1 week ago, Jose, he say, Pedro, part of this gold we take in to pay off the hombre in Flat Rock who stake us to our start.
Yes?
That afternoon, we rode here and went to the office of the cafe owner, one hombre named Bill Harris.
Oh, oh. Come on, Pedro. Better we stop here at the back door and not go through the cafe.
Senor Harris, he will be glad, no?
Si, why not? Is he not getting back his money with interest?
Come in.
We are here with good news, Senor Harris.
Howdy, Jose. What's this good news you're talking about?
Here in these leather bags, senor, is more than enough gold to pay back what you lent us.
You mean you made a strike out there?
Si, we'll be rich. Already we have more of these to bring to town. Now, if you will give me the note I signed for the loan of the
Hold
money...
Hold on, Jose. Not so fast.
I don't savvy what you mean, senor.
I mean you didn't sign any note, Jose.
Please, senor Harris, it's most confusing what you say. 2 months ago, I come to you for money. It was then I signed...
I know all of that. But you didn't sign a note. Maybe you did sign with something different.
But, Jose... You have tell
Wait.
Me that you...
Wait, amigo. Now, Senor Harris, if you will explain.
You signed a paper that says if you make a strike, half the mine belongs to me.
Well, that is not so.
Well, it is agreed that half the mine has belonged to me, Senor Harris.
Si.
Well, maybe next time you'll read what you sign, Jose. And anyway, I have that paper with your signature on it. I own half that mine.
Oh, but that can't be. There are but two halves. Jose has agreed it is for me to be his partner.
Sure, sure. Go ahead and be partners. But you'll share the other half between you.
No. I won't let you do this. That gold there, senor, it is for you. You will get no more.
Jose, it was stupid of you to sign such a paper.
So you turn on me too, eh, Pedro?
My share was to be half the mine. It is up to you, Jose, to see that I get it.
We won't argue about it here, Pedro. Come on, we leave now. And talk about it at the cabin. Adios, Senor Harris.
Ride out with the sheriff in the morning just to make sure you realize that paper's legal. So long, Jose. We'll be out bright and early in the morning.
So Jose and I, we rode back to the mine, each feeling much anger over what had taken place.
I see. Jose was angry at Harris, and you were put out because Jose had been foolish enough to sign without reading the paper. Was that it?
Si, senor. Oh, I was most angry at Jose at first. But then I begin to think he is such most kind hombre. And then I feel sorry I say he was stupid.
What happened after that, Pedro?
Oh, once more we are friends. And hidden in the cabin there is what you call a small satchel of gold. We decide to use it to get the law to fight for our claim.
Go on.
We go to bed... And it is almost dawn when there is a rapping on the cabin door. But first, I must tell you this. Our cabin, she's near a canyon which dropped down the rapids of Pecos River below.
I know that, George. What then?
Well, like I was telling you, there is knocking at the door.
Yes?
Jose, who was so trustful, does not take his gun. He unlocks and opens the door.
What do you want?
Step outside a minute, Jose.
I lay there listening. I hear nothing further until...
Well, that is where you come. You won't get away with this. Hurry, Pedro! Get the poor guy! Help, Pedro!
Jose, he's in trouble. My gun. Jose! Where are you, Jose? The blow came from behind me, senor. And for a while, I knew nothing.
I understand. Go on.
When I finally came to, it was morning and the sun was up. I struggled to sit up. It was then I realized someone was standing beside me.
I guess you're right, Mr. Harris. He had this gun in his hand and one of the bullets had been shot.
This is Jose's head, all right, that we found the edge of the canyon. You can see the footmarks where the body was dragged to the edge.
Hey, what happened? Where's Jose?
Guess you can tell us that, son. As far as we can make out, you shot him and tossed him over into the river.
I shot Jose? No, no, senor. I heard a shot, see? But I had been knocked out by a blow on the head.
You must have slipped and fell after you shoved Jose over. And your head hit that rock behind you.
Yep, that's what must have happened. You just admitted you shot him, now, didn't you?
No, no. I heard a shot after Jose called that I should come to help him. I was inside the cabin
Look,
when I rushed up.
There's no use listening to all that. He was sore at Jose when he left my office yesterday afternoon. Had his gun still in his hand when we found him. One bullet's been fired. And Jose's hat was hanging half over the edge of the canyon.
That's right. All right, young fella. Get down to your feet. Come on.
See? But what you say is not true. Jose, we must find Jose. Somewhere he's lying hurt. We
it's
must...
It's as plain as the nose in your face that Jose is dead, mister. And his body was thrown into the river. And what's more, everything points to you as the one who did it.
But Wade, you can't...
They live here alone, Sheriff. Who else could have done it?
We got him with the goods, all right. This is murder, Pedro. And I'm taking you in as a killer. I'll see that you get a fair trial. That's the best I can do.
So they brought me here and locked me in this jailhouse, senor.
Hmm. You say they found Jose's hat hanging on the edge of the canyon?
Si, senor. But I did not do it. Oh, poor Jose. He was my friend.
You must believe Pedro, senor, and help him.
I do believe him, Lolita. Otto, a man doesn't usually put his hat on to answer a knock at the door.
Isn't that right? Then you think maybe Jose not thrown into river, huh?
I didn't say that. Someone must have shot him, then shoved him over the canyon wall. But they planted that gun in Pedro's hand and the hat on the canyon edge for the sheriff's sake.
So, you think somebody know the sheriff is coming to the place, perhaps?
It's possible.
Then you do believe me. Oh, that is so good, senor. It make me so very happy.
Pedro, even though I do believe you, it doesn't lessen the fact that you're in a tight spot. Now, I have a definite idea who might be behind all this. But it's another thing to prove it.
But you will help, senor. Please, amigo, say that you will.
If only you could, senor.
I'll do what I can, Lolita. But Pedro is to go on trial tomorrow, isn't he?
Si, senor. That is so.
The judge here will try the case in one afternoon. The law moves swiftly in this territory. And unless we come up with something definite before the trial ends, Pedro is liable to hang for a murder he didn't commit.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. After promising to help young Pedro, the Lone Ranger questioned him further before the sheriff came to order them out. Leaving Lolita in town, Tonto and the Lone Ranger rode to look over the ground where the killing had taken place. They had gone inside the cabin. As they opened the door to leave...
Look out, Tonto!
Oh, that's not good. Someone see us come in cabin.
Yes. I'll see if I can draw his fire again with my hat. There. I'll poke this around the doorway. I saw where that shot came from, Tonto. Over near the mine entrance.
A good silver and scout outside the cabin.
Yes. There's a side window. We can get out that way and sneak up on them. I'll close the door. All right, come on, hurry. Don't drop the satchel. I'll get through first.
Them not fire again.
Come on. Come on up and right over that way. Steady, big fella. Draw your guns, Tonto.
Me do it.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Strange they don't attempt to fire on us now.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Look over there. Two horsemen ride away past.
They're running away. We'll trail them and see where they go. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the two riders and found that the trail led to town and to the hitch rack in front of the cafe. Not knowing that they had been followed, Red and Buck entered the back room of the cafe where Harris had an office.
Well, how'd you make out?
Something happened, Bill. Fact is, someone was inside the cabin snooping around when we got there.
Why, you fools! Why don't you drive them away and search for that gold that's hid there?
No use us starting a ruckus out there, Bill.
That's right. Oh, we knew it might have been the sheriff himself. We fired a couple of shots in that direction, then we lit out for town.
They get a look at you, hombres?
No. Even if they had, you could say you sent us out to look over the mine, couldn't you?
No, you mutton head, I couldn't. How do you think that'd look with the trial coming up tomorrow? Have to go easy till Pedro's found guilty.
There's no use flying off the handle, Bill. He'll be found guilty, all right.
Sure, and it won't take long for the trial. Maybe a couple hours. Then after that, we'll head out there and look around again.
Yeah. Got that paper signed by Jose, so after Pedro's sentence, I'll go out and claim the mine. Then we can take our time searching that cabin. Yeah, that hombre Pedro just doesn't have a chance. He's going to hang. That'll get him out of my way along with Jose. Come on, let's go out front and get a drink.
That night, the cafe was filled with men discussing the coming trial. Harris and his men were with them.
Looks bad for Pedro, don't it?
That's right. He'll hang for it.
Yeah, I guess he did it all right.
Yeah, there's no doubt he did it. But I'm sure sorry it turned out this way.
You heard him having an argument right back there in your office, didn't you, Bill?
Sure I did. Pedro was burned up because Jose had turned over half the mine to me.
Well, if Pedro gets the rope, what happens to the other half, Harris?
I'll let the law decide that.
Well, that's fair enough. Maybe it isn't worth bothering about.
Oh, yes, it is. Jose told me he took plenty of gold from that mine already.
I wonder what he did with it.
Must have put it in the bank, I reckon.
You think he hid it someplace, maybe?
No, of course not. Red, Buck, come on back to the office. Yeah. I want to talk to you.
All right. Hey, Bill. Somebody went out the window.
Get that back door unlocked, quick.
Yeah, right.
There he goes. Give it to him, Bill.
All right, he's getting away.
Let him go. Let's see if he took anything.
Yeah, don't seem to be anything missing. Guess we come back here just in time.
Yeah. Maybe he'd have robbed the safe if we hadn't.
Yeah. Going back into the cafe. Lock up back here. And you two can join me for another drink.
The following morning, after getting instructions from the Lone Ranger, Tonto rode away from town. At noon, the trial began in the general store where a space had been cleared. Everybody in town was there.
Quiet! Quiet! Quiet, everybody! Quiet! There's no use having a lot of talking and such. We'll get right into things pronto, so as we can all get back to our work. Now, Sheriff, you tell us what you saw when you and Bill Harris rode up to the mine the morning of the killing.
Well, we rode up there a little after dawn. When we got there, first thing we saw was Pedro near the edge of the canyon. He was lying there with his gun still in his hand.
After the sheriff told his story, Bill Harris gave his testimony. Pedro, sitting with downcast eyes, knew that though he was innocent, he had little chance in that kangaroo court of defending himself against the circumstantial evidence that was being used against him. All eyes were on Pedro when Harris finished and stepped back to stand with Red and Buck. There was an ugly murmuring in the crowd.
Well, Pedro, you heard the evidence. What you got to say for yourself?
I did not kill Jose. I swear.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody, quiet down. So's we can hear the prisoner. You were the only one there with him. We know the two of you were arguing because you objected to Harris having a share of the mine, according to his agreement with Jose.
No, that is not true. Jose, tell me that paper, he was a trick. He did not mean to give up half the mine.
That's what you say, Pedro. Well, I got the paper with Jose's signature on it.
Now, see here. If we're going to have a trial, we got to hear what's being said, so as to get all the evidence. Now, quiet down. I'll clear you all out. Now, Pedro, since you don't have any lawyer to defend you, you can defend yourself the best you can.
Well, maybe he's got a witness to prove he didn't kill Jose.
Quiet, I said. Quiet. Well, Pedro, what about it?
The townsmen waited in tense silence for Pedro's reply. Pedro turned and looked over the crowd as if in bewilderment. But his eyes met those of the Lone Ranger, who, disguised as Jose, stood unnoticed on the edge of the crowd. Then Pedro turned to the judge and spoke.
If Jose was here, Senor Judge, he would be my witness.
Since Jose is dead, we don't know what he'd say about it.
Perhaps, Senor Harris, you will permit that I speak for myself.
No? Who said that?
They don't bring the doorway.
Why, look! It's Jose! He's alive!
If the Senor Judge will allow me to be witness for my friend Pedro, there is much to tell.
What is this? Who is this hombre, Sheriff?
It don't seem possible. But yes, that scar and all, it must be him.
Who?
The murdered man, Judge. Leastwise, the one who's supposed to be murdered.
You will let me say a few words, no?
Sure, go ahead. But with you alive, it seems like we haven't got a case here.
Wait, Senor Judge. There is a case. Those who would have killed me are in this room now. Those men who are leaving, stop them.
Bring those men here, sir.
Yes, Your Honor.
Let go, Your Honor. He has nothing on us.
What's the idea? He's alive, isn't he?
Bring them here, Sheriff. And Senor Harris also.
Here they are, Judge.
Now, this is a lot of fuss over nothing. Since you are alive, Jose, I still have that paper you signed.
Oh, no, Senor. I have it. In that paper, it says the entire mine is to go to the one who is left. If anything, it should happen to the other two, no?
Hey, let me see that. If anything happens to the other, that's right, it does say that.
There's Hombre Harris. He is trying to have me killed, and he's trying to have the blame put on my good friend Pedro.
Then he'd own the mine after Pedro was hung.
These two hombres. Perhaps they will deny they try to kill me at the cabin, no?
We don't admit nothing.
And perhaps Senor Harris, he will deny that he has taken my satchel of gold from the cabin for himself.
That's a lie. I'm glad to see you're alive. Now there's no reason to go on with this trial, sir.
First, Senor Judge, have the sheriff go to Harris's office and find that satchel in the closet there.
Why, it isn't there. The sheriff can go look.
I'll go have a look just to satisfy everybody. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The crowd was tense with excitement as they waited for the sheriff to return from Harris' office. In a short time, he came into the courtroom.
By thunder, Jose was right, Judge. Here's the satchel, like he said. Well, Harris, Looks like you got some explaining to do.
I don't know anything about that satchel. I tell you, hey, maybe one of you two put it there.
Hey, don't go blaming us now.
We don't know anything about it. We didn't find it when you sent us out yesterday.
Oh, Harris, he's the one who sent you out to find satchel, huh?
Did I?
Oh, do I? Try to frame us, will you? You sent us out to get rid of Jose and frame Pedro, too. But your plan didn't work so well since Jose's still alive.
Sure. He planned to take the sheriff out there so as to have a good witness against Pedro.
These men are lying. And anyway, Jose's not dead. And
Jose is dead, Harris.
What?
And a friend of mine found his body a short time ago, far down the river.
Then you're not...
I made up like Jose to get the goods on you, and it worked.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
The first one to stop me gets a bullet.
No, you don't, Harris.
No, my leg!
Grab the mother, too!
We got a bad kill.
I knew you would do it, senor. I knew it.
I have much to thank you for, senor.
I'll leave now and join Toto outside. Judge, you'll find Jose's body at the coroner's office. Oh, one thing more. The real paper is still in Harris's desk. I made that copy from it last night. Adios.
Adios. Why, thunder. In all my born days, nothing like this has ever happened before. You're free, Pedro. We'll see that those killers get tried pronto.
Say, who was the man who posed as Jose?
Yeah, tell us, Pedro. Who is he?
My cousin. Well, she will tell you who he is, senors.
I'm sweating at the bit to know myself, young lady. Who is that hombre, anyway?
He is one wonderful hombre, Judge, who does such many fine things for those who are in trouble. He is my friend, the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger.
This is a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.